Tonight's event is the Apprenticeship Careers Fair. It's being held at the Birchwood Centre on the Risley Business Park. It is an event with over 40 employers coming along with stands to be able to talk about apprenticeship job opportunities and careers within their organisations. We've got about 800 people already registered to attend tonight, so it should be a good active event.
And apparently there's going to be something like 450 plus apprenticeships possibly available.
There's lots of jobs available tonight. Some of the employers who are coming, the likes of United Utilities, Sellafield, Barclays, have all got lots of apprenticeship jobs available. In total, through all the employers that are going to be there tonight, I think there'll be over 450 apprenticeship vacancies available.
Apprenticeships have always been available, but they seem to be more popular now. Do you think that more companies are getting on board with the idea?
Absolutely. We're seeing lot more companies showing interest in apprenticeships these days. I think it used to be that many of the companies who are going to be there tonight have traditionally gone for graduate recruitment. But I think they're now seeing that there's an opportunity to recruit people at a younger age and really tap into that talent. Young people now are seeing that the going to university is becoming an expensive route with no guaranteed job at the end of it. So to join a company like United Utilities or Barclays or Sellafield at 16, 17, 18 on a structured apprenticeship provides a real opportunity to work towards those higher level qualifications but earn while you're learning.
What about the young people themselves? Are they craving apprenticeships, do you think?
Yeah, we are. We get lots of applications for our apprenticeship vacancies. There's a whole range of different types of apprenticeships that are available. It's no longer a case that an apprenticeship is just around being a technician or craft-based apprenticeship. There's apprenticeships in everything from accounting to IT, web design, engineering, science-based apprenticeships. And these are really good quality apprenticeships. And when these do come along, we get a lot of applications for them. And so there is a lot of competition. So it's important, if you are interested in an apprenticeship, to come along, speak to the companies, get to know them, get to understand whether it's the right thing for you, and get your face in front of them so that you can put yourself at the top of the pile.
Do they need to go along with CVs? Do they have to be registered beforehand? Can they just turn up?
They can just turn up. We have got a registration page, and so people have pre-registered. But absolutely, just turn up. It's just about giving out information tonight. There'll be no need to bring CVs along. If you do, that's fine. Companies are just interested to explain what the opportunities are in their organisation and for you to talk a little bit about yourselves as well. We're also running another series of events over the next few weeks to provide more information. So if you can't make it to the event tonight, we have a college open evening on the 28th of January next week, where we'll be providing more information about apprenticeships there as well.
There's some big names that are going to be there tonight. You've mentioned United Utilities, Barclays, Aldi, you know, Electricity North West. You must be quite proud that you've got these on board with the Collegiate.
Absolutely. We work with lots of these companies already on apprenticeship schemes, and it's growing all the time. We're really fortunate in Warrington to be surrounded with some really big companies. We've got some fantastic companies, and it's a growing economy. The town is doing really well, and lots of these companies now do see apprenticeships as a real recruitment strategy for them, and more of them are coming to us now looking to recruit high quality apprentices, and it's becoming something which we see as important as full-time education in the college.
What are the type of apprenticeships? What are the different types of jobs?
We have apprenticeship vacancies from everything from business administration, accounts departments, IT, science-based apprenticeships, engineering apprenticeships. We even have apprenticeships in warehousing, retail apprenticeships, management apprenticeships, customer service apprenticeships. The list is extensive, and these apprenticeships are often just the first entry point into an organisation. It's part of a structured development path. So you may join as a customer service executive, but that then may lead to becoming a team leader and ultimate manager. And the apprenticeship grows with you as you develop in the company.
Do they last a certain amount of time, the apprenticeship?
Apprenticeships are typically 1 year to 4 years long. They will take a minimum of 12 months to complete, but depends on the type of apprenticeship you're doing, how technical it is, and also the pace of the individual, how well they are able to proceed with the qualification. But they can range from anything from 1 year to 4 years.
What happens at the end of them? They may get a job, but otherwise do they come back to the collegiate and say, right, now what?
Quite often, the apprenticeship is the entry point into that organisation. Once the employer has invested in somebody on a 1 year, 2 year, 3 year apprenticeship, it's in their interest to keep that person in the organisation and look at a progression opportunity with them into different roles, maybe with further training. Some apprenticeships are for the period of the apprenticeship, and after that the employer will say, you've served your apprenticeship with us, and now it's up to you to go and find employment somewhere else. But the vast majority of apprenticeships are a entry point into a long-term career with that organisation.